She turned away, trying to get Ben started in the opposite direction. Ben stayed where he was.
I didn't ask what Jag would do. I asked what you would do.
He tried to free himself from Jaina's grasp, but she clamped down hard and pulled him back. He scowled and said,
I thought you were shaky.
I'm getting better,
Jaina said, grabbing a handful of Maltek's armor through his robe.
And whatever I might do, it would be smart. So I wouldn't charge in without a plan, and I wouldn't get someone else killed with me.
Ben frowned.
I'm not asking you to come.
Right,
Jaina replied.
And you expect that to square me with your father? That you didn't invite me to walk into an obvious trap right along with you?
Ben stopped pulling, and Jaina knew she had him. He might be willing to throw away his own life on a lost cause, but he wouldn't take her with him.
Trap?
Ben asked.
Think, Ben. The Sith Commander alone? Vistara lying unconscious at his feet? It's too much temptation. He wants you to go after her.
Jaina tugged him toward the circular wall of a sludge tank.
Come on. We need to find the others and regroup. Then we'll figure out how to save Vistara.
Ben reluctantly allowed her to pull him along.
You'd better mean that, Jaina. I'm not going to abandon her.
Ben, I can't promise we'll save her,
Jaina said.
You know better. But we'll do what we can, okay? We just need to be smart about it.
Taking care to keep their heads beneath the top edge of the tank, they crept around to the other side and found themselves facing a metal ladder affixed to a large feeder pipe rising into the darkness above. A narrow catwalk ran between the ladder and the chamber's forward wall, about 8 meters above their heads. Kneeling at the near end were two black-robed figures, one holding a long, muzzled version of a Verpine shatter gun, the other wearing a pair of night-vision goggles. The sludge tank had prevented them from seeing the area Jaina and Ben had just departed, but both Sith were scanning the killing zone in front of Vistara's still motionless feet. Jaina glanced over and saw that Ben's face had gone pale. He clearly understood what he was seeing. A sniper nest waiting to attack anyone who tried to reach Vistara. Jaina started to pull a frag grenade off her combat harness, but Ben touched her forearm and shook his head, signaling her to move on. He knew as well as she did that taking out a single sniper nest was unlikely to defang the Sith trap. And even if it did, as soon as Vistara's captor realized what had happened, Vistara would change from bait to liability, and her likelihood of being killed would rise tenfold. If they wanted to rescue Vistara alive, they needed a plan. And now Ben knew it too. Jaina motioned her cousin to follow, then slipped away from the settling basin and began to work her way toward the front of the chamber. Their best hope in saving themselves and Vistara lay in giving the Sith something else to worry about. The best move was to complete their mission and get the temple's blast doors open. To do that, they would have to find her droid, Rowdy, and get him plugged into the computer interface panel, then keep him in one piece long enough to convince the temple computer to override the lockdown command. The interface station came into view, a meter-wide panel with a display screen and a keyboard located above a row of droid-accessible data ports. It had two rows of status lights running down one side. Most of the lights were blinking or glowing in colors ranging from red to amber. But there was nothing on the display screen to suggest that Rowdy had already contacted the temple computer.
At least it's been activated already,
Ben observed.
Now all we have to...
The sentence came to an abrupt end when a brilliant flash lit the chamber. The deafening crackle of a thermal detonator filled the air, and the chamber grew instantly damp and cold. Then the deck grating started to vibrate beneath their feet, and the muffled roar of a waterfall began to rise from the direction of the bypass platform. They ducked behind a pump motor, then carefully raised their heads high enough to peer back over the top. Shooting into a hole where the platform used to be was a column of water 2 meters thick. Chaos.